Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 93.
A lot of problems here.
Excuse me, you dare presume to teach me how to Dougie? Folks, this
what
is
that?
The audio.
What is that? That came up last night when I was with friends, and I don't know what it is. Is it a dance?
The Dougie, I don't know whether the dance came first or the song came first. What the lyric is, teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie. I'm butchering it, but...
Can you give me a little example, like a visual?
I think one would drop low, and you know from my home studio, it's very cramped in here. And
yeah,
I will.
You can't drop low. There's no dropping.
I will wreck something in here.
Yeah,
this is I'm in charge today. I'm Foster. This is Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, where we have a fun mystery for you. You can play along. You know, you could play along with friends. It's a great time. I'm the one who has assembled the clips today, but of course I cannot do the show without my co-host, David Martinez.
Greetings to all members of this co-op that we call humanity.
I love it. I want to say salutations to the co-op, to the HOA, to my local PTA, to the UAW,
to my neighborhood Girl Scout troop.
To all those folks. David.
Hey.
No guest this week. I've got a mystery.
By the way, we went, I think, eight episodes in a row with guests.
I was wondering about that.
That's a record.
Too many.
Yeah. Frankly, that was too many. We need to slip in an OG once in a while.
Just the two of us, the creators, the original Guessy Boy.
The OGB.
The OGGBs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. OGGBs.
Yeah.
OGGBs. OGGBs.
And, hey, listeners, if you're still listening, thanks.
thanks. Yeah, audioobscurapod.com, also on the social media, at audioobscurapod.
Let's move on to the mystery. A quick recap. David, today's a bit of an interesting smorgasbord. I'm moving right along. Six clips, audio clips, unknown source, dealing with some kind of theme or subject. And you will have to tell me what you think it is. Because you want to win a total of 3 points. And today, David, those points, we can redeem those for
2 mechanical pencils with 0.7 millimeter lead.
They're just on your desk right now, aren't they? That's what you're looking at, right?
They
now.
Are not. I have to get them out of storage, but I do have them. I do have them, and they will be up for grabs. I know you were excited about 0.5, the potential for 0.5, Foster, but I am sorry. We're a budget podcast, so we're sticking with 0.7.
What if they go finer than 0.5?
You know, I think they do. I think there's 0.3, and I think there's 0.9.
6 clips, and today...
what a weird thing to get stumped by. mechanical pencil, lad.
And let's just do this.
Yeah,
I think I've said it all. If I've forgotten anything, I'll just bring it up as we go. So let's take a listen to clip 1.
He's got to pay taxes on his winnings. He doesn't realize that he's going to be saddled with a tax bill in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow, okay.
Kind of apropos, tens, considering as of this record, tomorrow is tax day.
Is that true?
I think it for the majority of these United States. I think there's some states you can go until June, but.
And that's because of extensions you're talking about,
yes.
Right? Because normally tax day is April 15th.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
My goodness, tax, like, this guy had a clear reporter vibe, like. That vibe that I feel like This American Life people get or Radiolab people get when they are reporting on a story.
Mm-hmm.
And like they've poured their life into this story for the last few months, if not maybe even longer. And so they're so excited to like that they're now the expert on this story and getting to share it with someone. That's how this guy's voice felt. I would like a second listen because other than the introduction to being about taxes, I don't remember the first part of the clip. Okay. I just remember a tax bill in the tens, if not millions of dollars.
Oof.
Tens, if not millions. That's a choice.
That is a choice. This person talking absolutely had free will. When they were choosing their words.
They were not directed by fate or destiny. All right, I need it. I need it. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah, let's take that second listen to clip one.
He's got to pay taxes on his winnings. He doesn't realize that he's going to be saddled with a tax bill in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
So we're talking about someone else, someone who's won something, who's got winnings. I'm thinking my immediate thought goes to gambling or lottery.
Poker tournament. Jenga.
Bingo. Bingo. Oh, Jenga. Jenga tournament sounds so fun.
Except for when that tower crumbles and it's your fault. You are also seeing like your life crumble before you.
Oh my God. You should never play Jenga, sir. You are too emotionally attached.
I will say
they are blocks of wood.
I do get a little stressed out. That's one of those games that gets me.
That's fair. I mean, it's literally a game of about anxiety.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's a game about the building of tension. I'm kind of excited and curious because I think we're going to be over the course of these clips telling a story about this person who did something. You know, they won something and they just came into a recent flow of cash, shall we say. So I'm curious to flesh that out and find out who this person is, what they've won, and why we're talking about him, why we're reporting on him.
Well, my curious George, have I got a banana for you? And that banana. This
a banana.
This particular plantain is clip number two.
Only the children here have signed them. They are minors. The parents, while they are present, are not the ones signing this contract.
That sounded red.
The film Red, starring Helen Mirren, Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman.
Yes, it sounded like Act 2, Scene 4.
Oh yes.
Were there children in that movie? I'm not positive. I'm not convinced of that. I haven't convinced myself. I just got this little hint, especially early on at the beginning of the clip, like he was reading from something.
Do you? I'm not gonna. Okay. I thought you meant the color red. And
no, yeah, sorry. I realized that after you asked about the movie.
And I was like, David, do you have synesthesia? I did not know that about you.
I do. I have synesthesia of audio clips playing in my ear.
Oh, wow. What color is this? Bada wada wada
wada wada. It's like an aquamarine.
Nice.
Yeah. What if the children signed checks?
Did you ever have the experience where you got to play a grown-up person in grade school?
Please elaborate.
I think it closed down. The Casey listeners are going to be screaming.
Are you talking about like Earthworks? Or there's another one. Shoot, Earthworks something, is about the environment. There was another city. One called like Something City.
Yes.
Economy City or something like that.
Hey, it's Editing Foster. We were talking about Exchange City.
It was basically like you would do a grocery store and different.
Yeah, I was like the manager or the assistant manager, I think, at like a computer store or a bank. And I'm like fourth, fifth grade at this time.
Yeah, definitely. I remember this place.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Connection City actually sounds pretty close.
Anyway.
It might have started with a C. Doesn't matter. Yeah, the children, these minors, are signing something, and there was a second part, which I need to pay attention to on this second listen.
Yes, a reminder that we can take notes, and we listen to each clip twice. And we cannot look up anything until the very end.
Yeah. Give me that second time.
Coming at ya.
Only the children here have signed them. They are minors. The parents, while they are present, are not the ones signing this contract.
Are not the ones signing this contract. It has this kind of speech spiel feel to it. Spiel feel. Hashtag spiel
yeah,
feel.
Spiel, spiel feel.
Spiel feel. It is a contract. A contract for what? For the potential to win tens, if not millions of dollars. All right, competition. This is a competition where kids, I'm thinking beauty pageant. I'm thinking talent show. I'm thinking spelling bee. Ooh, what if this is about like the National Spelling Bee? Is there a monetary prize for that?
I mean,
it can't possibly be millions of dollars.
There's got to be no something way.
But like a trophy or a little piece of paper with a teddy bear on it that says, good job, speller.
And a swirly, you nerd.
And a couple mechanical pencils with 0.7 lead.
Awesome.
What this potential competition is, where there's a very large monetary prize for children, in which children have to sign a contract, that is like fodder, a great fodder for an audio obscure mystery. So that's why I think I may be onto something here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Some would call me the father of fodder.
I'm going to call you that. No,
ladies and gentlemen, the father of fodder, Michael Foster. We have one more clip before we hit the halfway point. I vote we listen to it now, to clip three.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
So all of these violations in and of themselves would require the shut down immediately because of violations of the FDA and other health and safety statutes.
What is going on? Right?
Yeah, what is going on? I think I got that whole clip that time on the first listen, which is great. I think the bleep in there was whatever this is, was the show, the talent thing, the spelling bee. But except we have FDA and other health and safety statutes. This is like Top Chef for kids. Top Chef Kids Edition. Because we're dealing with something, why would the FDA and health and safety be involved? Food and Drug Administration for our international listeners. That's what the FDA is. Yeah, okay, cool. So I think I'm on the right track thinking here. I got the bell.
These little chefs are signing contracts with, KitchenAid.
Sponsorship deal?
Yeah.
They're wearing like jerseys that just says Cuisine Art across it. Le Creuset.
They're just covered in decals.
Yeah.
Of like HelloFresh and
they roll up in their mom's Ford Windstar and it just says Blue Apron across the side.
Betty Crocker.
Gosh, okay. This is intriguing. I am really, you know what? And I even love your moniker, Lil Chefs. You know what? Gosh, I feel good. I feel really onto something. I feel on the right track. I like this mystery a lot. I'm so excited to find out what this is going to be.
I feel like you're trying to convince us about what you Whoa. Just said. And I admire that.
Listen, Foster, I'm going to manifest winning right here. I'm going to put it out into the universe. I'm going to vibrate those molecules and I'm going to win this one.
That was clip three, which we will need a second listen to.
So all of these violations in and of themselves would require the shut down immediately because of violations of the FDA and other health and safety statutes.
Yeah, I think maybe I heard an F sound at the beginning of the bleep word, which of course always just makes it pretty fun.
Did you get anything new from that second listen?
I added a couple little words that I had left out of my notes. So it's almost like the whole thing was shut down for some big maybe scandal or something like that. But he's saying like there were all these little violations that even by themselves should have shut this thing down and didn't. And it wasn't until X, Y, or Z. It wasn't until little Johnny set the kitchen on fire that they shut it down.
And one of the scandals I heard about, David, on Little Chefs, Margaret was juicing.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
And I bet Mackenzie and Donald were passing notes.
Crazy.
Notes on ingredients. I have a few options for hot or colds, and I'm just trying to whittle down and figure out exactly which I want to go for. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, that is a great segue into hot or cold, our halfway segment, where you will get to present a word, a phrase, yada yada, and I'll tell you hot or cold, cool or warm. So, but to kick things off, we do need that theme song. David, when you're ready, if you will be so kind.
Ba-na-na-na-na. If you're feeling hot, ba-na-na-na-na. And if you're feeling bold, ba-na-na-na-na. Well, you gotta make a guess, ba-na-na-na-na. To find out if you had a cold, ba-na-na-na-na. And you're feeling lucky, ba-na-na-na-na. You might get some hot, ba-na-na-na-na. But if you're feeling unlucky, ba-na-na-na-na. Well, guess what? It's not.
This is Hot or Cold, and David, what would you like to put forth in front of me, the Heatmeister?
Oh, I love that. That is staying. That is
I don't
canon.
Think we can use that, though. That I think that I believe that's from a Rankin Bass, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Okay, we can steal from Rankin Bass. What, are they going to come after us?
They're very litigious.
Are they?
Rankin more than Bass.
80s claymation movies?
Anyway, we'll take it for a test run. I'm the Heatmeister
today.
And David, what are you thinking? Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you had a few options to help you.
I do. And just for the listeners, because I want them to send me vibes through the ether and back in time. Do I go culinary? Do I even suggest something like that? Or do I stick with like just competition, kids competition, youth competition? Like maybe is it like a good, I don't know. I'm tempted to like specifically guess something about food. I don't know what else would require FDA.
What is another aspect that you could possibly link these three clips? One kind of detail or topic?
That's a good point. A contract. I mean, a contract means something two-way, right? It means that the kids have to, the children have to do something. And then they receive something in return.
An allowance.
An allowance. The parents are signing, the parents are giving their kids contracts. We own you. Sign this.
I will queen my womb.
You know what? Okay, that helps in a way. So I'm going to go ahead and say youth competition and see where that falls on the spectrum. But I'm keeping in mind the little nudge you gave me.
Okay. Youth competition. I yes. will say ever so slightly warm.
Okay.
Ever so slightly warm.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. I think that's the worst answer I could have heard.
David, that's been Hot or Cold.
Hot or Cold.
David, we've got a review to read.
It's from our good friend Tim Marks, and it says, great concept, engaging and fun. The mystery part titillates the part of your brain that likes puzzles, but these are clearly not amateur entertainers. Oh, thank you. Very well done. I don't love podcast genre of, quote, comedians just chatting, end quote, and this is much better. They riff for a while when something fun comes up, but they don't beat a dead horse. They injure it lightly and move on, question mark? Try an episode or two.
Thank you, Tim, and we appreciate all the reviews like that. So please do that whenever you have a second. I think you can knock it out in 90 seconds or less.
Leave us a review, folks. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen. Check us out on the web and leave a review. We don't have to read it on air. You can put in the review, I love the show, but don't read this if you don't want us to.
Yeah.
But yeah, share the podcast with a friend, please.
All right, David, we are past the halfway point. We've got three more clips. Let's see what happens. Shake those shoulders. Keep that energy going as I present to thee clip four.
A lot of problems here. Number one, I don't see any reasonable way he could have transported an entire country legally through immigration channels.
What? Well, we took a turn.
Maybe that should have been clip one.
Well, I know it's only so surprising because it follows what the first three clips we heard. I don't know that it makes sense. Who's trying to transport an entire country? How is this a thing? What? Okay, now the only thing I can think is like superhero movies, something like.
Oh, right. Like Superman just carries the Philippines.
Yeah. Or honestly, like, what is it? Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
Where we get the whole Sokovia thing, right? So all those people are effectively displaced. What are we dealing with?
Would you like to take another listen?
Not really.
Well,
yeah,
too bad.
Let's do it.
A lot of problems here. Number one, I don't see any reasonable way he could have transported an entire country legally through immigration channels.
It honestly, like, the vibe that I get sounds like some YouTube video complaining about a superhero movie or like some, it's like a plot hole. They're basically saying that I see a lot of problems here. Number one, here are the problems with this plot hole and with this plot point in this show that I watched or this movie. You threw a wrench in this bad boy.
Some would say I threw a country through immigration customs.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't know. I'm just by your face. I feel like maybe you've got some fear. You've got some doubts. I really, I also think maybe you're constipated a little bit.
A little bit.
But we've got two fantastic clips coming up.
Oh, and you are setting the bar high.
I think they will help you out greatly. How about we strap in and take a little, a good old listen to clip number 5.
All right, so what Slugworth is trying to do here is engage in corporate espionage, basically trying to steal a trade secret.
Wait, what do you think about that bad boy?
Just taking notes before I forget it. Shoot, Slugworth. We got the name Slugworth. That's not Harry Potter, because that's Slughorn. But I know that I've heard the name Slugworth before, and there's going to be people shouting at the headphones.
Well, you are an animal expert, and during our last Zoom, I did ask you, David, how much is this slug worth? more than I expected.
So what slug worth? So what the worth of a slug is trying to accomplish here? And the answer will shock you. You won't believe what this slug is worth. And there's the thumbnail of me like holding my head with my hands.
Yeah.
And dollar signs in my
eyes. And just like, just a slug in front of your face. And it's, yeah.
It's got like gold teeth.
Exactly. Exactly.
And like really nice shades.
It's got those, it's got like those 8-bit sunglasses. You know what I'm talking about?
And a gold chain. Yeah. 8-bit sunglasses. Yeah. Man, this made things worse. This did not help at all.
Well, I'm not surprised that you have heard of Slugworth. And
you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I feel like it's something kind of mainstream and it's just escaping me. This always happens. People yell at me so much for not knowing things in the show. Here's the thing. I usually know them. It's just for whatever reason. The pressure confines of this show makes me forget everything I know about everything.
Oh, that's me every week. Absolutely. And who's yelling at you? Because no one's engaging with me at all.
All of our listeners. I talk to them all the time. They text me. We FaceTime. We hang out. The vaccinated ones. Get vaccinated, guys.
I got to get in that Discord. Does it exist yet?
No, we don't have it. Listeners, don't worry. You're not missing that. We don't have it yet. One day, maybe. What Slugworth is trying to accomplish here is engage in corporate espionage. I think he said something like basically trying to steal a trade secret.
Corporate espionage.
Okay, I'm leaning towards kids thing. Is it like Rugrats? Or it had to have been like a show that I've watched as a kid because I recognize it. It's not Magic School Bus. Not Wishbone. I don't think it's Arthur. These are the... I'm revealing to everyone my childhood. Well,
wait,
gee dang it.
Did we listen to that twice?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
Let's do that second listen, and then David, we'll be moving on to the final clip.
Yeah, I am really ready for that. All right, second listen, though.
All right, so what Slugworth is trying to do here is engage in corporate espionage, basically trying to steal a trade secret.
Shame on you, Slugworth.
Oh, he's the worst.
They are clearly the villain of this. Okay. Here's why I'm at. I now think this entire thing is a YouTube, I'm not sure if it's YouTube, maybe podcast. This is a critique. This is a, like what I was kind of saying about the superhero movie concept, like this is somebody being like, here's all the things wrong with the kids' children's show Rugrats. Like, and it's kind of, it's like fun and it's like ridiculous and silly because they're pointing out all the things wrong with like a silly animated kid show or something.
Everything wrong with Dexter's Lab.
How the writers f***ed up in Powerpuff Girls.
Everything wrong with Clone Wars.
I mean, honestly, that exists.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has done that for sure.
If you look at the timelines, it doesn't... Oh. AT-ST. They're moving too fast for normal clones.
I don't know, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for this last one. I'm hoping that it'll help me piece some stuff together. I do feel like a little bit better because of this latest thought that this is like this is just a critique. This is a rant. Have I only heard one voice? Can you tell me that? I think I have, right?
Yes, only one voice.
Okay. I think this is like a rant of some kind. It sounds like maybe he's talking to someone, but maybe it's just a YouTube rant.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, we've got one more clip and then something special after that.
Boy.
Clip 6.
So the courts are in a position to determine what the damages are associated with being turned into a blueberry.
I don't know if you caught the very beginning there. He said the courts are in a position.
Yes, I did get that. Are in a position to determine what the damages are in terms of being turned into a blueberry.
Yeah. That happened to me last week. It was only for like 20 minutes or so, but I did have to avoid the pigeons.
Foster, I'm going to be honest. Maybe I didn't understand what you said just now because I was only half listening, because I think I just figured this out.
Oh, are you saying I followed through on my promise to give you an amazing clip six?
I think, yes. You didn't even say it, though. You didn't say this time clip six will reveal it all. And you should have, because it did, I think.
All right, for the listeners.
I think we're talking.
Yeah,
yes,
well, I just want to describe what's happening right now. For the listeners, the lights in David's room have dimmed significantly. A single lone spotlight has appeared.
Oh.
And David appears to have taken the stage for some kind of dramatic monologue.
I believe.
Cue the music.
I believe in a world where mysteries can mystify and dreams can change lives. I believe in a world where the mystery will be revealed one day to us all, and we will learn what the true story and plot holes of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory are all about.
That's my... Thank you.
Yes.
I'm bowing. I think this is Willy Wonka, or I guess it could be Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Maybe we're talking about the book. Or the newest movie. I think the newest movie titled itself after the book.
That's
the Johnny Depp one, I think, is called Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Sounds right. Yeah.
He's got to pay taxes on his winning. He doesn't realize he's going to have a tax bill. That, to me, is talking about Charlie and his inheritance, what he's won of this factory. The children have signed contracts for the tour. The parents are present. That's at like the parents are present. Makes sense for FDA and health and safety statutes. Would require that the factory would shut down immediately. Ooh. I bet that word was factory. I think I heard an F sound. Transported an entire country through immigration channels. All right, that has to be the Oompa Loompas. And I think Slugworth is the name of the guy. I don't think we ever see Slugworth. Oh, no, this is what Tiffany Chappell taught us. The Slugworth is like, we're not sure if he's the guy in the alley who's trying to get the golden ticket from Charlie, or if he's just like a minion, an agent sent by Slugworth. But I think maybe Slugworth could be like the rival candy factory or whatever that wants the secrets. So why are we... what's now funny is, okay, we have to... Maybe I have to figure out this added layer of what exactly this format is that I'm listening to. So this guy is imagining that courts, you know, that Veruca Salt... No, it's... who's the one who gets... Violet. Violet Beauregard. Beauregard? Violet Beauregard.
I'm surprised you remembered the last name.
Violet Beauregard is like... her family is suing or something, right? So maybe this is... I still can't decide if it's a podcast or a video. But where someone is basically like imagining the consequences, the sequel, what happens, the aftermath of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. Oh, I feel good. I feel good.
Well, I am happy to hear that. Let's go ahead and let's give it that second listen. And then we've got a choice to make.
All right.
So the courts are in a position to determine what the damages are associated with being turned into a blueberry.
Why are they in a position? They have precedent. This has happened before. The courts roll their eyes. Ugh, another one. Willie, up to it again.
So you're right. I'm kind of going to need an extra detail. Assuming, sir, that you want to put something forth before the hint clip.
You know what? I'm feeling so confident that okay, wait. First, before I make my final decision, you said I might have to give an extra detail.
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
About what... I'm looking for something more specific than plot hole or plot holes.
Oh, yeah. Is it not... Maybe it wasn't good enough because you don't seem like I hit it. I sort of don't think it's plot holes as much as like someone talking about the aftermath, the consequences. It's like they're almost imagining the sequel.
Can you put a word...
Or like what comes next.
Can you put a modifier in front of consequences? And you can do a beautiful mind of the clips if you want. This would be the time to review, too.
Okay. He's got to pay taxes on his winning. Doesn't realize. Children sign contracts.
Contracts.
Oh, okay. They're taking Willy Wonka and they're putting it in the real world. They're putting it, for example, let's say in the United States, modern era, right now. And the implications of that. Maybe this is what you're looking for, right? Because we're talking about, like, there's, like, tax laws involved. The FDA is clearly a thing.
Taxes.
There's
laws.
Corporate espionage, right? Like, trying to steal a trade secret. So all the facts of Willy Wonka become realistic scenarios in the current real world that we live in. Alternate reality? Is that a fair...
All right, I'm going to give you one more little nudge. You're basically there. How would you describe this person that we've been listening to? You said they were kind of like a reporter.
Yeah.
Would you say that they are knowledgeable?
I would, so much so that perhaps they are the creator of this alternate reality. They are the world builder.
I will give you, here's my final last nudge. Is
Final
who,
nudge.
Think back to the blueberry clip.
Yeah. The courts are in a position. That was a weird part of the clip to me.
According to this person,
so the courts are in a position.
Who's speaking with confidence, the courts are in a position.
Now I wonder if this is like a podcast that is fictionalizing. It is sort of reporting this as a story, like a real, you know, dramatization. That's the word I was looking for. Dramatization. He's like reporting on it, right? As if it was a real thing that's happening in the real world. They take Willy Wonka, they make it real, and then this guy's reporting on it.
All right.
Final nut?
David, here's what I would say. If you listen to the hint clip, I can absolutely guarantee you would get 2 points.
I don't want 2 points. I want 3 points.
I know,
points.
But I can, at this point, I cannot guarantee that you'll get 3 points.
Oh, man. I am truce trusting so hard right now. God. This is what you felt like, because you're basically telling me that I'm wrong and I'm not going to get 3 points.
Listen, I don't mean to cause you stress.
3 points.
I gave you Slugworth and Blueberry.
What did you help me with Slugworth?
I mean, I gave it to you in the clip.
Oh. Well, aren't you generous? No, you were. That was generous. You're right.
I am a generous father.
Foster father. Guys, I want it on record that I was excited when this episode started. I was raring to go, feeling bold. I wanted 3 points, and I came so close, and Foster brought me down. I'm putting this responsibility on you. I'm not taking ownership for this.
Okay.
You don't deserve it. You did a great mystery, but I'm mad.
You sound like me on every other episode.
No, screw it. I'm gonna just one more quick little review, one more thing on this, and then I'm going for it. I'm guessing. Okay. If I get 2 points, I get 2 points, but it's not because I didn't try.
Did you catch some of the words that I echoed into the ether when you were beautiful minding?
Oh shoot! No, I thought you were just doing a bit. Was I supposed to? Was that cleverly planned? Quick, playback. Playback the show. Dang it. I just was powering through because I thought you were doing a bit, and I was like, oh, I'll provide you with more fodder for the fodder father. I'm staring at these notes. I'm just staring at them, waiting for something to pop out that I haven't guessed yet.
20 minutes later.
I've got it.
You've got it.
I'm going to guess this. I believe...
Are you locking
this
in?
This is my guess.
All right, well, just a reminder for the listeners, if you want the full 3 points, you do have to lock in now. So, you need to whittle your guess.
Oh, I love that.
And show it to your scoutmaster. Or write it down, tell a friend. All right, David, tell me about this mystery.
I believe this is a podcast that is a dramatization of Willy Wonka, specifically somebody who's created like a Law and Order Willy Wonka. I think they've turned it into a drama show. And it's like, it's a narrative, right? It's just a storytelling. And it's like Law and Order style. almost.
Law and Order.
Does that make sense?
Willy Wonka.
Law and Order, colon, the Candyman cometh.
All right, this is a narrative dramatization of putting Willy Wonka in the real world. This is a podcast. David, you are
locked in.
All right, here's your hint clip.
Yeah, that is manslaughter bordering on negligent homicide. A jury would convict like that. This is a kid's movie, right?
All right, I think I maybe know where I've gone wrong. Yeah, I get it. I get it why it's like nudging, because I'm really close. There are these emerging genre on YouTube. A city planner plays what's it called? City Skylines,
right.
Or whatever. Like that game, the city planning game. Or a physicist watches Inception or something like that, right?
Yes,
like
a doctor reacts to ER,
yeah,
or Grey's Anatomy.
Exactly. I believe now that this is that. This is a YouTube video of a law person, somebody involved with law.
Who would you call called, right? A law? What's a title you could give a law person?
I suppose if you want to be pedantic about it, it's a lawyer. But I would call them, or a judge, or a tax collector, somebody who works with the IRS. I don't know. Somebody involved with finance or law in some way.
All right.
No, it must be law, because we've only really had one about taxes, but...
Let's give it that second listen.
Yeah, that is manslaughter bordering on negligent homicide. A jury would convict like that. This is a kid's movie, right?
That is the sound of Baruka Salt falling down. Was it like a washing machine or something? No, it was that, what was it? The nests of the golden...
Yeah,
the
this is... Pieces? I think it was like the... It almost looks like a weight scale, kind of. Mm-hmm. I think it's got like the indicator of like good or bad or something. And
God, I love just imagining your react, like when you came across that clip and you're like, yeah, this is going to be a clip. How excited you must have been to have that sound at the beginning of it.
Yeah. And Veruca Salt, spoilers, is a bad egg.
Yes.
Yes, all these people, honestly, almost everybody in this movie is terrible and has a very punchable face. I'm including the children.
Especially Charlie's grandfather. Charlie's grandpa.
Grandpa Joe?
Smack him around. Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Joe's the best.
Yeah, great. I feel very confident. I know I'm going to only get 2 points now. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if that.
Wow. I deserve 2, sir.
Well,
but we'll find out,
we'll,
I guess.
Well, we'll talk about it after this. This is The Reveal.
Today, I am very excited to start a brand new series on this channel where I examine your favorite fictional works to tell you all the laws that have been broken during the course of that movie or TV show. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Let's see if I can ruin your childhood as much as law school ruined mine.
Yes.
He's bringing us all down.
Yes. This YouTube channel, David, is Legal Eagle.
Wow. Okay.
And
Legal Eagle.
This gentleman, this lawyer... doesn't just examine movies. He talks about like real world stuff and current goings on. He's an experienced lawyer and also a professor, I believe.
I definitely thought when he was saying a brand new series, I was ready for him to say a brand new series that is like all about specifically the law critique of Willy Wonka. And I was like, an entire series about it. But then he said spoiling fictional stuff. So he's, that's cool. So there's a lot of different childhood movies basically that he's going through.
Yes. So just looking now. So this series on this channel is called Laws Broken.
Okay.
And here's some examples. He examines the laws broken in Home Alone, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, Tiger King, Dark Knight. And David,
yeah,
if you are up for it, I actually have a bonus clip that we can listen to actually what the conclusion of this video is.
I love it. Yeah, let's do it.
On the criminal side, it seems like Willy Wonka is guilty of numerous crimes against children, including multiple counts of reckless endangerment. Numerous counts of manslaughter and potentially negligent homicide.
He's blocking all the chocolate.
I would say conservatively, Willy Wonka is going to jail for between 80 and 120 years.
Wow.
So, yes. So by his estimation, Willy William J. Wonka
is
going away for a very long time. He also looks at the financials of and somewhere it was somewhere like around $100 million or something.
Oh, the damages, right? Okay,
the OSHA violations because there are no guardrails there. The chocolate river is incredibly unsanitary. He talks about how the Oompa Loompas are not wearing hairnets.
Tiny problem. The smallest complaint.
So, yeah, this movie is, it's very interesting because it is, if you haven't seen it, you should check it out because it's.
Who hasn't seen that movie?
Well, that's a good, I would ring the bell if it was still on the desk.
Yeah, fair.
Good question. It's bizarre, whimsical, kind of dark.
It's a Roald Dahl, who is a British-born writer, book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And so it's very much British in origin. The story is British.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. The same writer as, like, the BFG and Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, etc. So, yeah. Like, the movie, let alone the book, definitely the book, but the movie even does a really good job of setting up this world where it's, like, complete. It's like Wizard of Oz, right? It's very much Hero's Journey. We go from the real world with physical limitations that follows physical law and whatever, realistic law. And then we cross the barrier into fantasy land.
Yeah.
Complete suspension of disbelief. This is all imagination. This is a fairy tale world. And I think the movie does a really good job of that, right? So, like, he's right. And I'm glad he calls out that it's, like, ruining your childhood. Ha, ha, ha. Like, because it is putting realistic things to something that's was never intended to be labeled
exactly,
as realistic.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Yeah. It can be really fun.
Yeah. And I mean, you can get away with certain movies, I think. Like, you couldn't do this, I think, with, like, Harry Potter. That wouldn't make sense. That's not, and not saying, like, Willy Wonka is grounded, but it's more grounded in reality. Jurassic Park, I would say, is more grounded because it is science-based. It's science fiction. Sure,
It's based on most of the same, almost the same, all the same principles. You're right. That's true. Harry Potter is like an entire universe created with all of these changes to it. Whereas you're right, like in Willy Wonka, it's like just this isolated bit that is imaginary and fairy tale and fantasy. Yeah.
But now I know what you're really wondering about.
Yeah.
David, you said this is a podcast. I'm sorry. It is a YouTube video. Lawyer reacts. Basically, and you did not use the hint, so now your balance is 2 points. You did say this was a narrative, law and order type thing.
Yep.
So you did have law and order in there, so I'm gonna give you a half point for that.
Oh, that's very
generous. I'm awarding you 1.5 points today.
Thank you. I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. More than fair. I think that's generous. Thank you.
All right. David, do you have anything that you would like to plug today?
Oh, I will plug. I don't believe I plugged it on this show, and I know you would plug this as well. The show, speaking of sort of like fantastical cliche mixed with like making things like childhood things rated R and that kind of, I think this fits really well with this vein. The Amazon Prime show Invincible, I will plug.
Yes.
Really, really great show. I won't spoil anything other than all the things that I just said, basically. but it's an animated show, basically, about superheroes. We'll say that. And it's really, really fun.
Yeah, it's very, very grown up.
Yes. It is an adult show. If you are a child listening to this,
it's not very fun and really well written. It comes from Robert Kirkman, who you might know from The Walking Dead.
And I will say, I've heard some critique about it. Like, people started watching it and said, oh, it's just, like, super cliche. But keep watching because that's the point. Like it's on purpose.
Yes.
Because they're trying to tell a story based on that. So keep going. Don't stop.
You know what? I will also plug Invincible. It's a lot of fun. Check it out and let us know what you think.
Double plug for Invincible.
That is the mystery. Until next time. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Were there children in that movie?